Time for our Travel Michigan update, brought to you by Jay Wright, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Coldwater. And today we kind of look ahead to spring break, which is around the corner. And in Grand Rapids, that means the spring break Zubilee. Is Dee Stevens, the assistant program manager of the zoo in Grand Rapids, joins us on the line to talk about that. That's a kind of a cool name for it, isn't it, Dee?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Well, tell us first off, maybe about the zoo itself before we talk about the Zubilee, the Ball Zoo itself in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, definitely. John Ball Zoo, we actually have been around for many, many years. We're actually open right now. We open for the season on March 1st, and we actually have a very large assortment of animals. We're a smaller zoo, so we're only about 18 acres compared to that to much larger zoos, but we actually have a wide assortment of different animals, from chimpanzees, bears, snow leopards. We have our full aquarium. We have the only Komodo dragon in Michigan. Frog exhibits, lots of different things to see.
Well, if folks aren't heading out of town somewhere for spring break, a lot of times they're looking for things to do within, you know, hour, 2 hour ride, and this would be obviously something perfect for them. Tell us about spring break Zubilee.
Absolutely. So, in order to give our visitors a little something extra to look forward to, during spring break week from April 7th through the 11th, we're going to have a lot of extra activities going on at the zoo. So we're going to have some of our animals out for people to see up close and personal. So they might be able to see up close one of our owls, maybe a snake, one of our hedgehogs, and then some of them they'll be able to touch. We'll also have some of our daily animal programs, like our keeper talks. We'll also have some animal feeding, so they might get a chance to see the penguins being fed or have the bears getting trained. And then we'll also have other fun kids activities like our craft station.
All right, so it sounds like you're trying to, again, give a little extra for folks who come there for the spring break for it. What do you think is most attractive about the John Ball Zoo for folks?
I think the most attractive thing is that we are so family-friendly. Because we are a smaller zoo, it is really great for younger families. They're not spending the entire day at the zoo. I mean, you could actually, potentially, if you wanted to stay here the whole day, there's plenty to do. But there's also enough where you could just spend a couple hours here. So especially families with real little ones, and they just want to spend a couple hours outside or go out and have a fun family adventure, they can do that here. And also, our zoo is really specialized in getting the up-close animal encounters. We have a lot of very interactive exhibits, especially during the summertime months. And we just really have our visitors see our animals very up close and personal. And we're also very inexpensive. We're a very easy way for a family to afford a spring break trip that's on a budget.
Yeah, what, admission's just $5 for adults, $4 for kids?
Yes. Yep.
All right. And much more information available. JohnBallZooSociety.org is the website. And hopefully some great weather for spring break for folks to get there for the spring break Zubilee. Dee, thanks for the update, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
All right. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
And you too. Dee Stevens, the assistant program manager at the John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, with us on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update, brought to you by Jay Wright, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Coldwater.